Healer Mission Ministries operates two indie shelters, one for men, another for women and children. It also runs the city's winter contingency program, coordinating outreach and transportation to shelters for the city's homeless from November to March. Wheeler Chief Development Officer Steve Kerr says the cold snap has increased service demand earlier than usual, but that shelters were already in contingency mode.
We're about, 4 weeks ahead of schedule, it seems like, with the weather. So we are definitely being impacted by this. But the good news is that every homeless man, woman, and child does have a safe place to sleep.
Wheeler's facilities serve as overflow shelter when others are full. Kerr says the women's facility was about 26 above capacity Monday night, and the men's about 110. As a general rule, no one can be denied shelter in Indy when temperatures dip below freezing, but some choose not to seek it. Andrea DeMink is executive director of the Poorhouse, a homelessness outreach organization. She says her agency tries to provide the necessary items, like coats, hats, gloves, and blankets, that those refusing shelter need to keep warm.
We're not trying to be a catering service, but we're trying to ensure that people, especially folks who struggle with mental illness issues, who may not understand the danger completely of the dropping temperatures, that they are clothed and have enough comforts to keep them safe.
There were about 1,600 individuals counted during Indy's point-in-time count last year, which is an annual census of homeless individuals. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.